We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But it was when I was there I experienced my first ever proper muscle cramp, which I'd never gotten prior to then. I thought, because it was like a dodgy hotel, I thought I'd been stabbed in the night. I thought someone had come into a room and stabbed me. I was screaming in the veins.
Because you got a cramp.
No, but when I say muscle cramp, like, this was the worst ever. Hey, mammies. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! How are we doing, girls?
Girlies, we're back in the gorgeous factory studios.
When does the novelty wear off? Someone tell me?
It's because they keep adding things to the studio. So now we have some gorgeous fresh flowers in the corner.
We have a new neon sign that says lounge that Jess picked up, which we love.
Iconic.
And also, if the flowers are still here on a Friday, we get to take them home. Well, obviously, the girls who like work here get first dibs.
We never take them home, babe.
I know, but...
No, but lads, seriously, I'd love if you could come see us. We should have like an open day, like
oh
during college
God,
when you have an open day.
When you have the open days. Guys, if you can't make the open day, just check out the website. It's factory.uk.com for all your podcast needs.
And if you want to know anything about like how much it would be to rent or anything, just drop them an email. They're gorgeous.
They're lovely.
They'll sort you out. Are people used to us going weekly yet?
I suppose they probably are by now.
Loads of my friends are like, oh, I forgot the episode's out again this week.
Or imagine if there's people like who took a break from like social media, like since the start of the new year and just haven't been like keeping up with us on Instagram. And then they like just go into Spotify one day and like check to see if we're back recording. They're like, oh my God, they've like a shit ton of episodes.
You'd be weak.
They'd be delighted, wouldn't they? Okay, lads, so we're going to avoid chatting about the coronavirus just because we're bae from hearing about it, really.
Bae from hearing about it. But being cooped in, doing the self-isolating bits is like giving me notions and I keep looking up trips I want to go on when we're finally set free.
Oh my God, yeah, and all the flights are so cheap at the moment. Obviously, like, you can't really book them for any time soon because we don't. Like, no one would get to use the flights.
I know, but I do. Like, I'm looking up stuff that I never thought I'd do, like going skiing and bits.
Yeah, oh, skiing is the height of notions, though, isn't it?
Pure notions.
Because in my eyes, skiing's very expensive.
Back in the day, I used to think rich people went skiing.
I mean, we went skiing with the school before.
Oh, excuse me.
We, like, I went to, like, the community school, so, like, it wasn't even a private school or anything like that.
But you went skiing, though, babe.
We went skiing in Slovakia, like, it wasn't glamour. I used all my uncle's ski gear that he'd already bought. Thank you, Barry Holland, for lending them to me. But like...
Your leather ski gear.
It wasn't leather.
Barry, you know you, girl.
Barry, my uncle's gauge, pure into his leather. I'm joking. But no, it was actually kind of iconic, but it was like mad big on me, but I wasn't going buying like new bits, you know
pure
what I mean?
Pure Billie Eilish energy. Pure baggy.
But yeah, but we went to Poland first because it was cheaper to get the flights to Warsaw and then get the coach up. It was a 17-hour coach. We were nearly dead by the end of it. The last thing we wanted to do was go down some slopes.
Yeah, but I really want to go skiing.
So do I. I'd like to go again because, like, when I went, we were like 16 or whatever, but I'd love to be doing like, do it well, do like the high end version of skiing, like stay in the chalet, do the jacuzzi bits.
Yeah, like I don't actually want to ski because like pure cold, like.
Pure cold. Well, I actually love the skiing part of it.
I just feel like I'm so tall. I need like a low center of gravity to ski, I feel.
Yeah, I can see. Were you good at rollerblading?
I was good enough, yeah.
Yeah,
I never knew how to stop though, so I was just ram myself into the wall. Did anyone do that when you were rollerblading and like no one knew how to use the back brakes, so you used to just like quickly pivot and smack off the wall?
You'd go into the curb. Yeah. That's the way we used to do it. I actually really enjoyed the skiing, but it was when I was over there, you don't realise how much like muscle activity it like requires to do the skiing bits.
Oh, really?
Like so much. So when I was over there and we were staying in a really dodgy hotel, I remember once we got there, having been on the coach for years, and then we got in, the hotel was kind of like manky. We went down for dinner. The menu was all in Slovakian or whatever. We didn't have a clue what we were ordering. They then produced these like manky steaks, which were the equivalent to pedigree chum. And they had boiled eggs in the middle. So we were all like, no one ate a thing. I was famished by the end of the trip. But we went back up then to the hotel room, and like the hotel room was manky as well, and the beds were so uncomfortable, and I was staying in a room with Padraig, shock horror, and we got into the room, Padraig started bawling, crying. He's like, this is not what I had expected.
You were basically at a glorified fat camp.
Oh my god, it literally was. My friend Kieran, god bless him, like, it was still kind of expensive, like, even though it wasn't like one of the nicer resorts, but my friend Kieran like couldn't come off the baby slopes for the week. He had no coordination, he couldn't do anything.
But we, that would be me if I went,
yeah,
skiing.
He's very tall as well, you see, as well.
It's just mad. I think it's the epitome of notions to ski in.
But I'd love to go. Would we ever plan a ski trip?
Would we ever go to the Alps?
Imagine the content.
Imagine the snowy content.
Imagine the looks.
Oh my god, the looks. Imagine me in a bright pink ski outfit.
I want a Fendi ski ensemble.
I definitely think if I went skiing though, I'd pure smack off a tree or something, I'd get amnesia.
There was a fella who had an awful accident on our school trip. He actually bailed into someone and she had to be airlifted off. And he was in an awful way then because he had done it to her.
I'd be that fella.
I know, and like we all felt so sorry for her obviously, but also for him, like he didn't want to ski for the rest of the week because he kind of killed her. No, I don't know. I don't know if she died after it, but like she might as well, like, because we never heard from her again, so like she could have been dead. But obviously we were telling him that she wasn't, but like probably was.
I always think it's so weird when you tell me stories about your childhood, how vividly you remember everything. I can't remember anything from my childhood.
You were saying this the other day, I was like, you must be able to remember something, and you couldn't recall anything.
It's so weird, lads. Does anyone else? I think it's because I just think of the future. I don't dwell on the past.
You're not back thinking, only forward thinking.
That's in the past, you know what I mean? I don't know, but like I was trying to think of the other day, like I have funny stories, and like when I'm talking to my friends and they bring up something, my mom's like, oh my god, remember that? But like I wouldn't have been able
you
to
wouldn't
remember
have been able
it
to come
without
up with
an
yourself.
Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hilarious that you say that, because we said in an episode there, however many weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that it was the episode with the psychic, with Rosemary.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, she was like, what age are you? And you would say 26. And then Jose messaged him afterwards and was like, babe, you're 27. You know what I mean?
I have this thing, lads, where I can't remember my age, right? Even like coming up to my birthday this year, everyone was like, what age are you turning? And I was like, I'm 28. And then Jose was like, babe, you're 27. And then he's listening to the episode and I'm like, I'm 26. He's like, babe, you're 27. Okay, so before I forget, let's move on to this week's theme. The theme for this week is Mam Appreciation Day.
Alexa, play Mama by Spice Girls. Am I
well,
saying
girls,
that
you know we had to. It's Mama, no?
Mama, you want to say Mama?
You goes Mama, very on brand. Well, lads, if this isn't a humble track, I don't know what is.
This is just so wholesome. It's kind of making me, I don't know, a bit upset.
Oh my god, I'm going to cry.
Very nostalgic.
Step click. Very long intro, isn't it?
Very long intro, but I kind of loving it. Are you loving?
Pure, like if you're singing on karaoke, you'd be standing on stage, pure awkward.
Yeah. Give it to us, Emma.
Oh.
I just want to brush her hair.
Oh, Emma was a bit of a wild child.
Yeah, what's she saying? She's so bad.
We just need to cut to the chorus, I'd say.
Mama, I love you.
I love you, ma'am.
Mama, I care.
I really do care.
We all care so much.
I think we should stop our...
let's listen to the chorus,
okay,
though.
Okay. Oh my god!
Come on, Mel C. Alexa! Stop!
I wasn't ready for Mel C with a my friend.
Yeah. Mel C's doing fairly well for herself, isn't she?
Is she?
She kinda, yeah, she released a single there, it was just before Christmas. It was kind of a gay pop, and she had all the Sync the Pink girlies in the music video with her.
Well, the fact that I don't know that that happened, she obviously isn't doing that well for herself, is she?
But she did have the reunion tour last year as well, so I presumably she is doing well enough. You know what I mean? I'd say she made a mint off that.
Anyway, girls, just a bit of a trigger warning at the start of the ep, because obviously it's themed around Mother's Day, and the love we have for our mams, and some people don't get on with their mams, or their mams have sadly passed. So I know I get triggered around Father's Day, so just giving you a bit of a warning now. If you want to stop listening, we won't get out.
Yeah, we won't get out.
But if you want to keep listening, it can be a skit as well.
Yeah, so work away. Whatever you're feeling, just know that
We love you.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, so the theme for this week is Mam Appreciation Day. But isn't every day Mam Appreciation Day?
Well, that's the thing. Every day should be Mam Appreciation Day, really, isn't it? It's like that whole notion of another Hallmark holiday, people kind of capitalising off it.
Well, fair enough, Valentine's Day, you can poke fun at how ridiculous that is, right?
Yeah.
But you came out of this woman's fucking uterus, like.
Yeah, exactly.
You would literally not be alive if she didn't birth you.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, we're giving it up. And also, the thing is, lads, I suppose... What was I saying?
I'm just kidding, you are giving it up. We're giving it up for the mamas.
But we
Come
are.
Come on, mama.
And also, as well, like, I know some people who don't have mams are, like, they're, like... Like their dad's like kind of fills a role, or like that maternal role in their life, or like they might have a big sister or someone like that. You know what I mean? So it's like,
oh yeah, like the definition of mam doesn't have to be your biological mother. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, like some people, maybe your adoptive mother,
exactly,
foster mom, like someone like just close to you and your family who you like look up to like that. So yeah, it's
basically
kind of just like that.
Whoever fills the mam role in your life. And that's the same as well with the Mam Crush Monday submissions, girlies.
Yeah,
like you can submit people for Mam Crush Monday who aren't actual biological mams, or who are just like a mother figure in your life.
Exactly.
And we're more than happy to hype them bitches up too.
Oh my god, we just love a hype session, don't we, really?
I know. The one issue I do have with Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
Number one, that it's called Mother's Day and not Mammy's Day. We tried to petition for that last year, but you didn't back us, girlies. And then number two, why do we give mothers tulips on Mother's Day?
Do we give mams tulips?
They're synonymous with Mother's Day, the tulip, right?
I never once bought my mum a tulip. I bought her flowers.
But like, if you look at any advertising for Mother's Day, it goes hand in hand with tulips because it's around the time of when tulips bloom.
Oh, well, that just answers your question. That's why we give them to her.
No, but why am I giving... That's not their favourite flower. Like,
no.
I never... When a girl's growing up, she's not like, what's your favourite flower? She's never like, tulips.
Yeah, who says tulips? Is tulips... What's the one that they have over in Holland? Tulips, isn't it?
They're pure weeds.
All the Dutch mams have been loving the tulips.
They're pure piss in the beds, tulips. Do you remember them piss in the bed? Like weeds, you get. Do they call them piss in the beds in England?
But they actually did make you weeds. Not so
I
weird.
I don't think they did, babe.
They did.
Back in Ireland, I don't know, do you have it in England as well, but there's this weed that grows and everyone says, like, if you, like, pick it or rub it on your skin, you're going to piss in the bed.
I just thought you'd piss there and then, wasn't it?
No!
Oh, that's what we said in our state.
Oh, the legend, like, changed from a state to a state.
Probably did. My issue with Mother's Day was having to get something from my mam outside of her birthday when she's already extremely difficult to buy for.
Oh, really? Is your mam hard to buy for?
Just like, not that she's picky or anything, but like, just like, she doesn't like a lot of things. She's very specific in her likes. You know what
okay.
I mean? No, she'd be chuffed with like a nice
anything.
Bouquet of flowers and stuff and all those bits. But like, I remember before buying a really nice necklace for her. Like, because her favourite colour is orange. And it was around the time when I first started working and I bought, like, this nice necklace with, like, an orange gemstone. Like, I never once saw it around her neck. You know what I mean? My dad bought her a Pandora bracelet before. She never wears it. She, like, found it too heavy.
I think it's funny, though, because, like, I know your mum would probably be like, oh, yeah, that's nice, like, but I probably won't wear it. Whereas if you gave my mum anything, she'd be like... Thanks so much, love. That's amazing. I love it.
Oh, like my mum's still like that, but she just won't
then wear it.
No, but I remember there was one time I was getting my mum, it was like I bought her a candle holder. This was when I was like really young, and it was like a £2 candle holder. But I was like pure excited, like that I was like buying my mum a present.
Aww.
And I was wrapping in my room, and I couldn't, you know, when you kind of lose the start of the sellotape.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get that out, like to wrap it. So I had the scissors and I was like using that to get it started.
Oh, no.
But then I stuck the scissors straight into my hand, like it went through my skin, right? Another trigger warning, girls. But literally, I was like screaming in pain.
You stabbed yourself in the hand.
Oh, like went straight through, right? And I remember putting it out and like I nearly projectile vomited because I could like see into my hand, right? But then I remember... I was screaming and my mum was like roaring up the stairs being like, what? What? And I was like, don't come in.
Oh.
But obviously I had to let her in then because I was like dying. Obviously I wasn't dying, but at the same time I was traumatised.
And you didn't want to leave her in so she would see the candle holder.
She'd see the like shitty candle holder that I got her. But you know, I wanted to keep the surprise like.
You're so cute. I went home last year for Mother's Day. You did as well, right?
Did we?
I was definitely at home anyway because I brought my mum for dinner.
Well, you make me sound like a prick now if I wasn't. Yeah, I was as well. I brought my mum for dinner as well.
I was just trying to think, you know me and the amnesia, I was trying to think of like what happened last year.
And you took her for dinner?
Yeah, it was lovely.
I think it's just, I remember one thing like I used to do as well, like before we were like working, me and my sister would like make my mum's breakfast and bring it up to her on
the
train.
Yeah, we did
bed.
That as well.
You know what I mean? And her mum be like weak for it, but also she kind of half allergic because you made her tea wrong.
Not even made it wrong. My mum can't. Like, she takes a while to function and she's set in her ways, right?
Yeah.
So I remember one Mother's Day, I got up early, I made my mum, like, really practice, like, for the weeks leading up to it, like, how to make French toast.
Oh,
made
I love
my mum, and she used like it, so I made her French toast, made her a cup of tea, done, like, a really beautiful, like, napkin arrangement, who was the gay son, like. Next thing, brings it up to her in bed. I was like, Happy Mother's Day. She's like, oh, thanks. And then I was, like, looking at her, and she's like, oh, I can't eat that now, I just woke up. She's like, I can't eat in bed. Me. Oh, okay.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
She was like, I'm sorry, but like, she was like, I just can't. So then I learned that like my mum has her routine, you know. She used to wake up, then she'll eat.
Yeah.
So like, it's so funny because you see these Hollywood films and all the mums are always like waking up with their full face of makeup being
exactly. What bullshit.
Oh my God, thank you so much for my freshly squeezed OJ in bed. I'm going to eat it here. But breakfast in bed is hard.
I don't like breakfast in bed.
It's not an enjoyable thing.
Oh, like, even if I'm going to a hotel, right, I want to go downstairs to have my breakfast bits, even if I'm hungover and stuff, because I like going around doing my walkie bits and like having a look at the displays.
Yeah.
Like, you know the way you see some people and they're like, oh, breakfast in bed in the hotel, like room service. I'm like,
they only want the Instapic.
Yeah, and like it's complicated. Like, what way, like, unless you have to go over and sit at the table or the desk in the room to eat it, like, it's just a bit awkward, isn't it?
And it's always cold by the time it gets to you.
Exactly. So like, girls, you're not fooling anyone.
Let's just all call a spade and just say breakfast in bed is a load of bollocks.
Yeah, breakfast in bed, the whole concept, like B&B's, like, the it's just a flawed system, isn't it, really?
Well,
that's a bed and breakfast.
Yeah,
that's,
you don't have when you stay in a B&B, you don't have to have your breakfast in your bed, babe.
I wouldn't know. I've never stayed where you only hotel it, really. I don't really do B&Bs, me. On breakfast in bed, my mum, if she's eating cornflakes, has to have the cornflakes mushed. Like she can't have big cornflakes. She always like smushes them. But you know what?
I so actually she has do corn the same. Dust.
But you know what? I do the same and it's actually way better.
No, it'd be like eating sawdust.
No, it's actually... Girlies, if you know, you know, if you've done it before. And what you do is you put it in the bowl, but then you get another bowl and put it on top of it to crunch it. And then as well...
That seems like way too much of an
effort. No, no, no. But you do it for your mum, like on Mother's Day. You know what I mean? This is what we used to do. But yeah, so like top tip there if you're into your Kellogg's bits.
So you fill a bowl with cornflakes and then you put another bowl over it and crush it down.
Yeah, and then that way you can have actually more cornflakes because it makes it smaller and more compact so you can have a bigger bowl of cornflakes.
When your mum is bulking, guys... in the gym, if she needs to get those extra cals in, make sure you crush the cornflakes.
Make sure you do it.
Anyway, back to Mother's Day, we got sidelined.
Okay, so recently we put up on our Instagram is a video of my mum blessing my sister's new car with holy water before she made her first trip because she just passed her driving test.
And we were like, isn't that just an example of why we stan mum so hard? That's
so hard.
Peak mammy behaviour, and especially in Ireland, like obviously mammies all over the world be doing the
their
most,
own bits, yeah.
But the Irish mammy behaviour is next level. I love it.
So what we did then was we invited you guys to share your own experiences of your mam being peak Irish mammy.
So for this Mother's Day, we're going to go through these peak mammy experiences and just hero these iconic women doing what they do best, being fucking iconic.
Being iconic.
Should we play the first one?
Let's do it.
Hi Kevin, hi PJ. This is Jenny from Dublin. Most iconic moment, though there's many, but this one would definitely be my favourite.
Jenny's in a washer dryer.
I bumped into her in the local Dun Stores, and she was walking towards me down one of the aisles, and I noticed that she's hobbling, like shifting her weight from side to side. She looks odd. And as she gets closer, I realise why. Because she's not only wearing two odd shoes, but one is a high heel wedge and the other one's just a normal flat shoe. And
the fact that
she was wearing two odd shoes, she decided to carry an 18-pack of toilet roll to try and cover it over the high heel shoe, which only made her more lopsided and drew more attention.
Oh my god. That is my mom's
most iconic moment.
That's hilarious.
So many questions.
First of all, babe, wherever you are, get out of there because that volcano's about to erupt. Does anyone hear Vesuvius in the background?
I can't believe you sent us a voice note from Vesuvius.
Babe, what are you doing in Pompeii?
No, but like, why was your mam wearing two odd shoes?
No, but babe, did your mam like ever run out to like do the bins or just pop down to the garage and like run into the car and just slip on your runners? Maybe you're looking funny in your huge runners.
But she doesn't put on one high heel wedge and one flat shoe. Surely you'd realise that your legs were at different angles.
But that's hilarious. Hilarious the way she probably thought, like, oh, I'm not going to bump into anyone. I'll be grand just popping down to Dun Stores.
And she sees her daughter.
And she sees her daughter and she's mortified.
I'm dead. Okay, I love this. We need to move on.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is...
Hi, lads. Hope you're well. I'm Aoife. I'm from Belfast. But my lovely Irish mommy is from Mayfield and Cork.
Yeah,
my funny story about my mum is that she's not very good with her phone. Like, I'm always teaching her how to do certain wee things and sending her screenshots of me kind of circling buttons and saying, press this one, then press this one, blah, blah, blah. But I was in London a few months ago with uni and I ended up winning an award there. So
yes!
She had to accept the wife, did you celebrate? And as she does, any opportunity, you know. And she was trying to take a boomerang to send to me to say, you know, celebrating, well done, doll, and all this. She couldn't take a boomerang. She couldn't work out how to do it. So she just took a video of her swaying her Prosecco class to and fro. Scream. So cute.
A homemade boomerang. I love it.
I'm weak, sorry now, but like she came with the solution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Boomerang is one of those words that my mam has just latched onto that and Snapchat. So like anytime, like I'm not on Snapchat, rarely do I do boomerangs. But if I'm ever have my phone out in her presence, she'd be like, are you doing a boomerang of me? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing a boomerang. Or sometimes she calls Snapchat snapshots. So she'd be like, enough of you and those snapshots.
I'm dead. Okay, next one.
Next one, please. I'm loving these.
Okay, so I'm not Irish. I'm from Texas, but
my husband
is from Galway City, and so is his mum. And when she and my sister-in-law were travelling from Ireland to Texas for our wedding, the customs people officers pulled over my mother-in-law, Bernie, and
go on, Bernie.
She had a full roast chicken in her luggage.
What?
And they were like, well, what are you doing with this? And she's like, well, obviously I'm going making sandwiches on the flight. And I let her through. So
what?
That is just one of many stories. But that's currently the best one I can think of. Anyways,
oh my God.
Love y'all so much. And keep up the good work.
Oh my god, love that.
We stand Bernie so
hard. Oh my god.
She wasn't even anyone in Texas go hungry.
She definitely took over her own butter as well because she was pure like, the butter over there be manky, I'd say.
She was definitely giving those custom people sass as well. She was definitely was like, well, obviously, I'm bringing it over to make some sandwiches. What else are they going to eat?
Oh my God, that's one of my favourite stories ever, I think.
I love it.
Bernie, we salute
funny.
You. Also, weak that that message came from Texas. Like, there's people in Texas listening to us.
Absolutely weak. I love y'all.
I loved y'all.
Y'all is iconic.
She was definitely wearing a Stetson. When she recorded that, she had a Stetson with fringing.
That's like someone saying when they hear her voice, they're definitely holding potatoes. So I think we need to calm down.
No, but everyone in Texas does wear the caps. I mean, you've been, you should know.
They don't.
Oh, okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next
one.
Well, my mother's most classic and iconic behaviour has to be when I've eaten a full breakfast, a full lunch, been snacking the whole day, and then at about 5 o'clock I decide, you know what, I'm going to wait to have dinner maybe half an hour later, and she tells me I need to eat while the woman herself has eaten one single cocktail sausage the whole day.
Oh my God, my mum's the exact same.
They're just feeders, aren't they?
But my mum won't eat a peck, and then she'll like spit blood then if you don't eat then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you could be eating the whole day. It's so true.
My mum's the same. And is it because they just want everyone to be fatter around them so they can look like skinny queens? Like, do you know the way I'd be buying you chocolate all the time to try and fatten you up?
Sometimes PJ will just come back like with biscuits for me or whatever, and I'll be like, oh, thanks so much. But it is like anytime you like get me like stuff, it's always food, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm like, summer's coming up, like I'm already bigger and broader than Kevin in like normal proportions, so if he's not looking a bit fat, like I look even fatter, so I'd be just like, here, I got you a cake, best friends. I'm like Caddy Harron in Mean Girls, giving him the bears, giving Regina George the bears.
That's why you always come home with that sourdough. That's why I'm obsessed, because you're always buying me braids.
I actually inject your sourdough more fast.
Next one.
Hi boys, when I saw your Instagram story I knew I had to get in touch with some of my own mother's peak mommy behaviour. I could tell you a million stories about her, but one in particular that I think fits the bill here is that when we go for breakfast or lunch or dinner or any kind of food out in an establishment, she'll milk the place for all they're worth.
Oh.
I don't know if that's an Irish thing, if it's in our blood and stems from like famine days, I don't know, but bread rolls in the bag,
bread
anything,
rolls,
unopened butter, anything she can get,
ketchup
packets. But one time in particular that I'm thinking of is we were in Cork. She's from Cork. Ooh. We were at the Maryborough, I think it was.
Very laudy-da.
Anyway, it's fancy. We were doing an afternoon tea, very classy of us. And she had realised towards the end of it that one of the jam jars for the scones hadn't been opened yet.
Okay.
Straight into her bag.
Iconic.
Go on, girl.
And it wasn't like a sort of a coy manoeuvre either. It looked desperate, like. My aunt was like, Margaret, please, we're in a fancy place.
Margaret,
no?
Would you stop it, please?
Stop
said,
doing a Winona.
Margaret, that's a vase as well from
the
table.
And send it to you. Like, it's just no matter where we are. And there was like a fancy grand piano playing.
Did she
music,
want that too?
Classy people all around.
We didn't know the guy.
Jam jar in the bag.
Oh my God.
I'm sure she took more than that, but I happened to catch a jam jar instant on video. I don't know if that's a thing that other Irish mammies do or just mammies in general, but it's just like stocking up for later, just in case.
I feel like...
Anyway, I'll try and find the video now.
Sorry, love, I nearly cut you off there. I feel like Irish mammies love a bargain, so maybe that's why they try and get... Now, I can understand the jam jars, but like the bread rolls and the butter and bits...
No, girl, fair play, Chad. Go get all your bits. You're after paying for it.
Power to you, actually, yeah.
Sure, it's only going in the bin anyway.
They wouldn't be throwing the jam jars in the bin, would they?
They wouldn't, maybe not the jam jars, but like if you don't eat the bread roll, they're not going to reuse the bread roll for someone else.
Yeah, I used to do this thing where when I stayed in hotels, I take the sachets of coffee and, you know, the tea bags.
Really?
I used to, now that was when I was younger, because I was kind of like, oh,
the,
I got this when I was in a hotel.
I just take the little shampoos.
Yeah, but we used to do that as well, but used we ever use them?
No, but like it's just you
it's
get
just
your money's
thing.
Worth.
Yeah, you get your money's worth. So I think it actually is an Irish thing.
I'm skinning pure totally spies in the gaff. I love when you said I think she took more. Like you
That's
suspect
brilliant.
Her robbing
yeah.
more.
Her bag
her
just
bag.
Seemed very big at the end of the day.
Her bag was making noise on the waves. Next
one.
Hey, Kevin and PJ. Right, so my mom, Michelle, at her peak mamminess, is less holy water and more sage burning. So she's bringing that 2020 spiritual mammy vibe.
Oh my gosh,
and burning sage all around her. So if I'm ever in for anything, if I have an exam, if I have an interview, I'll get a text that morning saying sage burnt XX. And sometimes she will include a picture of the sage burning in a bowl. But it's now gotten to the point that my friends have hopped on the bandwagon, and if they ever have anything coming up, interviews, auditions, anything they're in for, they'll ask me to get my mum
to
burn sage for them, and then my mum will let them know when it's all done. But my mum is now convinced that she is responsible for all of my friends getting big girl jobs after graduation. And do you know what? Probably right. So Alexa, play Relight My Fire and get Shell burning that sage forever.
Oh my God, Alex coming for a gig, telling Alexa to play a bob.
Well, if you ever get sick, I'm going to get that one Alex on the show, because she definitely knows how the show works.
She does. She's been with us from day one, I'm sure.
Relight My Fire. Oh my God, I live for the Wiccan Mammy.
Yeah, the sage burning's like the new, like, it'd be the equivalent to lighting a candle, would it?
Really?
It would be, wouldn't it?
It's just like the next level up.
Yeah.
Pure charmed energy.
Very charmed.
I feel like Rosemary from two episodes ago would be weak for her
Loving
mammy.
Loving this, yeah. Rosemary, are you still listening to the podcast?
She definitely.
You would.
She cashed that check and left. Moving on.
Right, so iconic mommy moment, leaving messages on top of the car.
Sorry, she's dying with
cold.
A cold, is
yeah,
she?
She's awful cold.
So basically, my mom was making me go to an anniversary house in Mill Street. I didn't want to go at all, and so she basically bribed me with McDonald's. And I was like, oh, you go, we'll get McDonald's. So therefore,
I
went
there,
and on our way, we stopped at a shop to get, like, the usual cake and biscuits and bits for after the mass for when we were visiting. And anyway, went in there, I was waiting in the car, and she went into the toilet, and she came out from the toilet with her messages. I was fine.
Messages, I love
and
it.
Then the next thing, she's in the car, and she always does this thing where she starts putting on the seatbelt after she's started driving.
Yeah, my
so she's there
too.
Pulling
really?
Out, trying to put the belt on at the same time. And we see a Garrett's car pull across the way from us. And he gets out and rocks up to the window, and she's panicking now, sweating. She's like, the guard's coming, the guard's coming. She thought it was because of the belt. So she's freaking, trying to get the belt on really fast. And I'm there panicking in the front seat as well as a child. And he knocks on the window anyway, and he goes, oh, love, you left your messages on top of the car. And
oh,
she's there,
God.
Oh, sorry. And she just got the belt on, absolutely sweating. And he was just there to bring the bleeding messages off the roof of the car. So yeah, that's my iconic Mellie moment.
I love
it.
Oh my God.
That's a great reflection of Irish Garda Síochána as well. Like, tell you about your messages on the car roof.
I loved it. Iconic. Okay,
right,
next one.
Woke up to this text from my mother, Mary, last week about Storm Jorge and the coronavirus.
Jorge.
Look up weather forecast tomorrow. It's supposed to be very bad in London. Ferocious winds and snow. Don't travel if you don't have to. You should cancel, perhaps. We have status orange and red here, which is the highest. Just check it out anyway. Kiss, kiss. Just watching late. By the way, bought the last of the sanitizers today. 3 bottles and a small travel size one. There is such a hype, they cannot be got for love nor money in any chemist or online. Just ordered some 60ml ones online, though. Handy to have for traveling, just in case. And the just in case is all in cap locks.
Oh my God, love that delivery.
Oh my God, if that is not a mammy text personified.
Yeah, that actually, it's the for love nor money. I love when the Irish mams come out with that line.
I love it.
Couldn't be gone for love nor money.
Also, the delivery of that was excellent.
Oh my God, babe, you know we're on a time schedule with that delivery.
I loved it. My mum to be mad for those texts. She either does one or the other. It's either one of those texts or just, hi, how are you? Good. You know what I mean?
Hey, girlies. Just wanted to send on a little story about my mum. My name is Glenn. And my mum's name is Adrienne, which is a fierce, fancy name for a woman
Adrienne.
In a of a certain age, let's just say. but she's the best in the world, as we all think that our mums are the best, obviously. She's a cancer survivor. She was a nurse. And then she packed all that in after the cancer because she said life was too short, and she became a yoga teacher.
Oh my
and that's
God.
Her thing on it, nice. Which she loves and she's great at. But my peak mammy story about her was when our dog was dying. We had him for 15 years. It's the same old story. My mum and dad didn't want him originally, blah, blah, blah. But then got so accustomed to him being around, they were lost then when he did die. But towards the end, they knew he was kind of coming towards the end, and my mammy used to stay up with him a lot in the nights and put him to bed.
Stop
and all that kind of stuff.
You're breaking my head.
And then the morning that she woke up and saw that he had had died. She texted me and she said, and I thought last night might have been the night and I should have stayed up with him. Why didn't I stay up with him? But at least I know for a fact that before I put him to bed, I doused him in the good holy Lord's water. So he's definitely in doggy heaven.
Oh!
And I just thought it was the sweetest thing she could have said at that time. My mammy loves her good holy Lord's water. Has to be in a Waterford crystal font at the front door, because we're from Waterford. It's very important to her.
Obviously, whenever you leave the house,
fingers in the font and she flicks the water after you. But I love the show. I'm such a big fan. I look forward to it every week. And thank you so much for keeping us all entertained.
You're such a
pace. Bye.
Love you
then. Also, your mam is iconic and you need to submit her for Mam Crush Monday.
Yeah, why haven't we featured yet? And we can just make a load of water for crystal puns.
She goes, who's cancer? Fuck that, I'm going doing yoga.
Yeah, I love that. That's amazing. Oh my god, love that one.
Nice. Okay, next one.
Follow that next, mammy.
Another iconic line from my very own mother is when one of my brother's friends was coming over and she was only told last minute. So generally my mother needs to be told well in advance if someone's coming over, because you know she's to make the house look nice, hoover, mop, sweep the ceilings, all that jazz.
Sweep the ceilings.
So we told her my brother's friend is coming over. The woman turned white. It's as if the fear of God was put into her. We're wondering, what is going on? What is wrong? What's the problem? Until she comes out with, we don't have a cake! As if you need a cake in the house if someone's coming over, apparently.
Oh my god, I love that.
But the mams do be up to 90. Yeah.
We'd kind of reserve kinks. My mum wouldn't be putting out kinks for like our friends. She might do it for the relatives.
The fancy guests.
Yeah, but like a pack of biscuits would suffice.
You'd serve cake to the people you leave sit in your fancy room that you're not left sitting when no one's around.
I mean, we didn't have that.
We didn't either.
We only had the one room. We had the kitchen or the front room. That was it.
We didn't either, but I had friends who had a fancy room.
Yeah, you do have a nicer room that people don't sit in.
Oh no, we all sit in all the rooms.
I've been to your house on many occasions. We never go to the room on the right.
Well, that's a tiny little poke of a room.
But that would be our fancy room, I'd say,
no,
if you were to have
a fancy room.
You're just allergic to having a fancy room.
We literally don't have a fancy room.
It's on the right, I've been in it.
Okay.
You came out to me in that room.
Oh, I brought Kevin into my fancy room.
You did come out because you knew it was like a special occasion.
Okay, moving on.
That's your coming out room.
It's the gay room. It's multicoloured.
So, my mum works in quite a male orientated job. And she went to work on a Monday and.
Is she speaking into a pillow?
All the blokes are like chatting. And one of the blokes was explaining how he gave one of the girls a pearl necklace. To which my mum replied, oh, I love a pearl necklace.
Aww.
And obviously they were all pissing themselves laughing. To which she didn't understand why they were laughing. She's got home from work, she's phoned me, explained the situation, and was so confused about why they were laughing.
Oh no.
To which then I had to explain to my mum.
Oh god, you didn't.
What a pearl necklace was.
Oh no!
You should have just left her think.
No, you couldn't leave her be going around ignorant.
That's not ignorance, not knowing what a pearl necklace is.
No, but like they were laughing, being like, oh, she doesn't know what a pearl necklace is. But you poor thing, having to explain to your mum.
Also, if you don't know what a pearl necklace is,
look it up,
I'd say. Yeah, I don't want to. It's very rude, is it?
It's just like, it's a decorative feature a male man leaves on your body. Also, I just love that the mammy is like, innocent times, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Would never have a clue. I didn't really know what that was until recently either.
When it happened, yeah.
So the fella told me he was doing it to me.
Also, yes, English submission.
Yeah, oh,
we
that
live.
Was the first, oh, we Texas, we England.
Texas, England.
Christ, all over the globe.
International, honey.
Go on.
My mam, being at her peak, is going around sprinkling the football team with holy water before a big game.
Imagine them, they'd be like, what are you doing, babe? I'm soaking wet, I'm going to get a cold.
Oh my god, I feel like though they'd be loving it at the same time.
Oh yeah, they pure believe like.
And aside from that, my dad used to slice up oranges sometime for the team, is weird.
Oh my god, I'm so happy we did that.
Yeah, and that's the second time now that we've had like submissions from other people, and I do like it because it's like, I don't know, it's just nice to react to
people's voices.
Yeah, isn't it?
And as well, it's nice to hear people who listen to the episode, because I feel like all we do is waffle on and we can never hear what you're saying back to us. So it's nice to actually feel like we're talking to you.
And also, guys, for those of you who did send in voice recordings, it lets you know how difficult the gig is. I bet you didn't do it on the first take. It takes a few goes to get the hang of it. And I know we make it seem very professional, but you know what? You get used to it.
Do you know what I like as well? Is like it like highlights the iconic mammy things that goes on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as well, there's so many modern mammies now coming about. I feel like all the young mammies.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to take, like, the old traditions that the mammies have, like, in the gaff, like, always have a cake in the cupboards and stuff like this. But then they might drop other ones and, like, create this new breed of, like, Irish mammies.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true because, like, the face of the Irish mammy is, like, changing and evolving. You know what I mean? But I love it. Thanks so much for taking the time to send those bits into us, guys. We really appreciate it and we had such a laugh off it.
Oh, thank
so hopefully you,
so you
guys
much.
At home enjoyed it just as much as we did.
So, like, we both, like, owe everything to our mams, right?
Yeah, like, I would say, like, my mam is the person I, like, look up to most in my life.
Oh, if I could be half the woman my mam is, I'd be delighted.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm in the same boat.
So there was a lot of messages that couldn't make the show, right? But what we did is we took elements of everything and we've now compiled PJ and Kevin's iconic A to Z of being an Irish mammy.
Yeah, exactly. So insert nice background music here.
Cute.
A. Anthony, who is the patron saint of lost things, but also the patron saint of Irish mammies.
B. Brown bread, preferably soda.
C. Candle, because Irish mammies are always lighting candles for everyone.
D. Daniel O'Donnell. Oh, Daniel's here.
Oh my god, Daniel is here. Oh dear.
E. EastEnders.
Dun 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 dun. F. Flat 7 Up,
cures all ailments. G. Go on away all that.
H. Heating, mammies are always cold down there. They're always frozen.
I stands for inhale, because the Irish mammy is the only person in the world who can inhale as they're saying words. Example.
J. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Why did F say every member of the Christian faith?
K. Knackered, because Irish mams are always wrecked from doing everything for everyone.
L. LOL at the end of messages.
Thinking it means lots of love, but it means laugh out loud.
My mam actually thought it meant lots of love. It's so funny.
I feel like every mammy does. M. Make sure the immersion's off.
N. Neighbours, because mammies are obsessed about what the neighbours think.
O. Orla Kiley, because what's a mam without her Orla Kiley bits?
P. Paracetamol.
Self-explanatory. Q. Quick, help me take in the washing, it's going to lash. Sorry, I love these.
Or RIP.ie.
An Irish mammy would be lost without RIP.ie.
Jahair Lance, who died?
S. She. Who's she, the cancer mother?
If I ever said she in the presence of my mam, she'd clip me about the air.
Oh my god, she clipped me, yeah.
T.
Anyone for tea?
Want some tea? Spill the tea.
You, unless you want a kidney infection, you better go up those stairs and put on a pair of socks.
They'd be freaking out if you're barefoot. V, vape, because you all know Kevin's mam loves a good vape.
All the Irish mammies do, I feel. W, wished, or will you stop that? You'll make me crash this car.
X, as in, see you in a bit, love. X, like a kiss, like.
Y, yolk, as in, oh, that's an awful queer old yolk.
Oh, did they say that in England? Like, yoke, what's that yoke there?
Yeah, did they? They say it in Ireland anyway.
Z, for zooming into photos on your phone and asking who someone is.
I love that if ever I'm like, oh my god, look at this person on like Instagram or whatever, she'll always go, let me see, and she'll just like start touching it and I'll be panicking in case she likes it, you know what I mean?
Or if it's in your gallery and you're afraid she's going to swipe left and you know what's going to happen then, she get into those pics, girlies, am I right?
I love it, girls. That's our A to Z of Irish mammies.
A to Z of Irish mammies, girlies. You're welcome.
I
play
love
that
it.
For your mam now. That's our Mother's Day present.
Okay, I know it's Irish mammies day, and typically mams should deserve the day off, but the devil's work is never done, and our mams still have to dish out their advice for you. Just because it's their national holiday doesn't mean they're going to take a handy.
If I have to work on my birthday, the mammies have to work on their day. I'm sorry.
Sorry, mams.
Do you want to go first?
Okay, cool. So my mum was asked, are there things you've kept from before your kids were born to spare their image of you?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not sure I like this question.
Are we going to find out your mum was like, I don't know, an international spy or something?
Like, what the heck? Like, presumably she's not going to... Wait there. What did she say? So my mum said, so many secrets, so little time.
Oh! Huh.
Nah, this is chaotic. I'm not reading it. Oh, then she just goes straight into telling us a secret, oh, which is a bit random.
I love it.
Got a bus in town one night with my friend to a dance slash disco about an hour away. Had a great night, met a couple of dreamy lads. Jesus Christ, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Met a couple of dreamy lads who live locally. They didn't drive and we missed the last bus back to Cork. No mobile phones then, so we walked with our heels in our hands in the pitch black, and after a few hours, a truck driver gave us a lift. Got home 7 in the morning, had a quick wash and straight to work. My mum and dad never found out. Thumbed a lift another night in Kerry. What's this about?
Your mum's an avid hitchhiker.
We were away for the weekend. Two weird guys picked us up and we were dying in the back of the car. I said I was going to be sick and didn't want to ruin his car, so we pulled up and we bolted. Left my bag in the car and all, but there wasn't anything of value in it. Wouldn't dream of telling the kids because it's a case of do as I say, not as I do. What the heck? Man, that's chaotic.
Your mum was just thumbing her way around Ireland, was she?
I think she was.
We need to get our mums on an ep where they just tell us hilarious stories when they were growing up.
That's such a good idea, isn't it?
We have to do it.
Or like, I don't know, like mammy diaries, if our mams like found diaries that they used to keep when they were younger.
Well, that's a bit of an assumption now, like that they've kept diaries their whole life.
My mam definitely didn't. I'm
My mam definitely didn't either.
I'm sure she hated writing.
She was too busy fucking getting that shmoney.
My mam was too busy hitchhiking.
Okay, so my mam's question is, what is the best way to remove yourself from a toxic friendship without hurting anybody?
Okay. Interesting.
Come on, Nuala, come through with the results. She says, dear listener, this is a tough situation to be in, but just think of who is really hurting here at the moment. It's you. You have loads of friends who respect you, so you need to respect yourself and just leave the toxic friendship.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of plain and simple. You
That's
just need
succinct.
To... I'd say just be selfish and just think about yourself. If something's not benefiting your life, or if you're not like gaining anything positive from something anymore or from a friendship, just... I know it's difficult, but just leave it, because...
Yeah, and just back to what my mum said there, like, the only person in the toxic friendship who is hurting at the moment really is you.
Yeah.
Because you're not enjoying it. So you need to respect yourself and you just need to bunk.
Yeah, exactly. Drive on, girl. So there's loads more friends out there to be made. You know what I mean?
Cool. So that was our Mother's Day episode, girlies.
That was our Mother's Day episode.
I hope you had a grass time, and if you were listening with your mam, please tag us in the pics.
Oh my god, yeah. If you are listening with your mam or whatever, do send us a picky, because we love to see it. We love that wholesome content.
And if you're not listening with your mam, after this podcast, give her a ring and tell her how much you love her.
Yeah.
Or if you're in the same house to her, go give her a hug.
Yeah, or make her a cup of tea or something like that. Just do it out of the blue, so it's like pure unexpected, and she's like, what's going on? Oh my god, is something happening? And don't just tell your mam you love her on Mother's Day, because, you know, mams aren't just for Mother's Day. Like, you should love them all year round.
Mams aren't just for Mother's Day, they're for life.
Also, ma'am, happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry I'm not at home, but just know that I love you to bits and you're my favourite person in the world.
Ma'am, I love you so much and I hope you're enjoying your day. I'm sending you love from London.
Here's kisses.
I hate our kisses.
Happy Mother's Day, Nuala, as well.
Happy Mother's Day, Phil.
Bye, girlies. It's been a pleasure chatting to you once again. Thanks so much for listening.
Love you, girlies. Bye.
Go on, enjoy your day. Bye, girlies. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.